Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
University of Dayton women's basketball team has a new look on the sideline. His name is Daryl Hudson. He is a first-year assistant coach. Very briefly, last 3 years at Nebraska Omaha in the Summit League. Before that, at Jackson State. 2 years as an assistant, as well as he is from Belleville, Michigan. Also coached at Michigan. Sorry, Ohio State fans, I had to plug that. 2007 graduate from Howard in the Washington, D.C. area. 1,000-point score. Physical therapy degree. Played professionally at Europe and New Zealand. I'd ask if I left anything out. Obviously, I did. There's more I could say. Thank you for joining me, my good man. First of all, how you get from Nebraska to Dayton? I mean, it's not like you just check the one ads out. I know there's a lot of networking, but how did the connection happen with Tamika to get you here?
I think, Tamika, I know her through, obviously, the coaching world. But, she's kept an eye on me throughout the years of me being in Nebraska, Omaha. I mean, she loved what I did from a development standpoint of getting kids better. I've been in contact with her for the past couple years, just, you know, picking her brain. I love what she's about, you know, her knowledge for the game, her ability to teach. And it was just something I wanted to be around. And when the opportunity came up, I was ecstatic. And it was something I just definitely couldn't pass up.
You said about making kids better. So do you coach a specific position, or and what was the skill set about making kids better that caught her eye?
Great question. I was a former point guard, played the guard position, big guard. So being a point guard, just the knowledge of the game, understanding, you know, how to manipulate defenses, just being very fundamentally sound, understanding balance, footwork, understanding how to get to your spots. Those are things that I really like hone in from the guard's perspective. But also, I mean, I being here, I'm in charge of the guards, but kind of oversee everybody. My goal is to just make sure everybody is fundamentally sound at every position. So, but if you had to ask me what positions do I really focus in on, it would be the guards.
Okay, so I'm going to go off my questions here. I don't know if you followed much of last year. I mean, poor Tamika. Yeah. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Yeah. Five players, six players sometimes. Absolutely. Nia O'Lear is a great talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she was put in a difficult position last year. She had to play point guard some. Right. What transition, or are you trying to take, like, the point guard area out of her bloodstream because you've got a lot of players now? Tell me a little bit about how you've coached Nio.
Nio is an unbelievable talent, a kid that is very willing to learn. I think Nio is a point guard. She's a combo guard. She's dynamic. She could do a lot of things that a lot of guards can't do. I think the biggest thing with Nio is just making sure you just take the time with her. Making sure you help her watch as much film as you can with her. You're talking to her. You're in her ear a lot in practice. I think sometimes she gets a knock from the point guard standpoint, but you got to understand last year was her first year playing that position at a high level, Division I level. A kid coming from high school, jumping to, you know, starting or playing major minutes at the point guard, that's not an easy position. That's like telling somebody that's going to flight school that, you know, hey, listen, I need you to fly Delta and take them to California right now. Like, take a group. I mean, you got to put in the hours. You got to get the correct teachings and all that kind of stuff. But considering that it was so many injuries and all that, she was thrown into the fire, and maybe people from the outside saw the failures, but the kid has grown tremendously. She's getting better every day. She's trying. She's trying to make her teammates better. And you're going to see a good Nia this year for sure.
So I want to talk about Destiny Bohannon, of course, pride of Wayne High School, local young lady. 2 years ago, of course, there was a lot of experienced talent on this team, and Destiny didn't get to play much.
Yeah.
Last year, she played great. She got hurt. Mm-hmm. What do you see in her game that you're going to try to tweak this year?
I think the biggest thing for Destiny is healthy. Is she going to be healthy? And so far, she's been healthy. She's been preseason. She's been in practices. So that's the biggest thing. Her IQ is so high. You know, our IQ is high. Her ability to help other players elevate their game. I expect Destiny to be an ultimate leader. Be extremely. She's a quiet kid, so just to get her to be more vocal. But Destiny, from a skill standpoint, man, she just got to sharpen up tools. That's just what I told her this year. It's nothing you really want to, we call it, add to her game, add in her bag, so to speak. But it's just sharpen up her tools. She's already a great player, but how do you sharpen those tools? How do you make her more efficient? How do you get the – I tell her all the time, get the easy ones. How do you get the easy basket instead of working so hard? So you'll see Destiny this year, especially playing alongside with Ivy and Nio. And then Anissa, you'll see her getting easier baskets instead of working, having to generate more buckets for herself.
So you brought up Anissa. That was going to be my next one. She obviously didn't start the season, but she was healthy, and we saw great things out of her. What do you think about her game? Anything more that she'll add?
She's huge. She's dynamic. She's very, very explosive. I expect Nisa to be one of the best defenders in the A-10 this year. I mean, her will of wanting to have that role of being a defensive stopper. She wants to be one of the best players, if not player of the year, when it comes to the defensive player of the year. She just adds so much. She's lightning fast. She's aggressive. She's strong. And then also, she's just hard to guard because she's a lefty. You know, by being a lefty, I mean, that throws people off because you have to contest with a different type, different hand or whatnot. But I mean, I love her attitude. This summer, she was out, you know, a little bit with her ankle, but now she's back in full form, so I'm excited to see what she has.
I have to talk about Ivy Wolf. Obviously, people know about her credentials coming from Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
All the points she piled up in high school and all the points she piled up at Miami, but tell me a little bit more about Ivy's game, other than the points, which I think is what the casual fan looks at.
I'm going to start off by saying the character of that kid. Great kid. That's number one. All the kids are great. I mean, all the guards, they all have different. But by being a point guard, her character, her will of wanting to make others better. I think people see the points. They see the stats. But, you know, watching her in practice, giving up a pass to a young freshman to take the last shot, that just speaks to her confidence that she has in her teammates. That speaks to her character of not wanting to have to put the burden on herself all the time. Another attribute about her is that her attitude is just phenomenal. All the kids, again, they have great attitudes. But when your point guard is always even keel every day, never too high, never too low, it makes the coaches, it makes your teammates, it makes everybody comfortable. Another thing about her also is that her work ethic is ridiculous. I mean, she's the first one in the gym before practice, working out at 3 o'clock. In the summertime, she was in here at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. She's an endless worker. So when we see, you know, these statistics, you know why. You know why is because she's willing to put in the extra hours on a consistent basis. It's not 2 days a week, 3 days. Like, she's here. If I told her she needed to be here 7 days out the week, she would be here. So she's a worker, man, and she's just, gosh, she's tough. She's just a tough kid.
All right. In our remaining maybe 5-6 minutes, I want to talk about you. I mean, that's why I'm here.
Nothing,
I want
to talk
about you.
About.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about, my friend. Okay, so physical therapy degree.
Yeah.
What got you then to transition over to coaching, or did you actually use your physical therapy degree at the start?
I didn't. I think physical therapy is a field where it's about helping people, right? It's all about, you know, it can be the elderly, it can be the youth or whatever, just injuries. Always, you know, in that field, you have to have the ability to motivate, to get people to have to go through the rehab. So that's something that I always wanted to do. My mom was a nurse. So being in that field, if basketball didn't work, I would have did that, and I probably would have been fine doing it. But, you know, that's just how it went. I wanted to be an engineer, but that was a little bit too much because my dad was in the Navy, so he worked on airplanes and all that kind of stuff. So that's how that came.
So playing professional ball, Europe and New Zealand, mm-hmm. I mean, is it tough? I mean, it's a different culture. Maybe you're over there with other Americans, but there's the language barrier. How hard, and the rules, I imagine, have to be different. What challenges did you find playing in Europe and New Zealand?
I think the biggest thing in Europe is the physicality. And just playing the game in a cohesive unit. When you're over there, it's not about you. It's about everybody else. They're big on winning over there. Not saying that here in America is not winning is not what the main goal is, but over there it's all about family. It's all about how do we win championships. It's about championships all the time. The fundamentals is key. If you go over there and you watch these guys play or watch the girls play, they're so sharp. They're so sharp. So that was something that I had to get adjusted to by coming from the States and going over there playing professional. The ability to be sharp with your footwork, like I said earlier. And then also being able to shoot the ball. You know, Europeans and Australians and New Zealanders, they can play. They can fly out, shoot the ball. So just adjusting to that was the biggest difference. But from a culture standpoint, I mean, my dad being in the Navy, I jumped from city to city to city. I was able to adapt like a chameleon. So it was like, I mean, it was good. It was good just adapting to different cultures.
You're going to miss the Nebraska winters?
You know, I'm from Michigan, so it wasn't a shock to me. It wasn't a shock. I honestly think it's colder here because you're surrounded around the water. So, you know, that wind chill coming off that water is a little different. But, nah, I'm not going to miss the winters over there, but, I mean, it's the same. It's definitely the same.
Final thing, my friend, and I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
And I forgot what it was, but it will come right back to me. That's the thing about doing a live interview.
I like live interviews.
Yeah, they can be scary sometimes.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I've got it back. Okay, so people see you sitting on the bench, giving advice during timeouts or whatever, standing up screaming at officials, maybe. What do you do? Okay, so obviously you're in practice all the time. Are you involved in recruiting? Are you involved in scouting and breakdown of film of future opponents? What else do you get involved in?
All of the above. I mean, recruiting is the butt line, so we're always recruiting. Scouting.
Even during season?
Oh, it never stops. That's one thing that's 365. It never stops. So we're always recruiting. Coach Meek has me kind of in charge of the defense. It's an adjustment for me because it means something that I never had. And that's one thing I can say. I give Coach Meek so many props, is that her ability to throw you in the fire and teach you at the same time is next level, because I've never done that. I kind of dibbed and I dabbled in everything. I was on offense. I was doing this. I was doing that in my different programs. But now, you know, it's just, you know, focusing on the defense, how we're going to guard. And then, like I said from the beginning, skill development. And making sure that these kids are mentally stable in the right way, making sure that everything is going well at home, making sure that their school is taken care of. That's also another thing that I'm in charge of, is academics, and their kids are phenomenal with that. But just making sure they're just overall mentally stable to play basketball.
So do you, like in terms of recruiting, do you go see people in person, or is that not allowed, or are you just watching film of high schoolers, so to speak?
And again, it's all of the above. You can, depending on the time of the year when you can go out, but I'm either on the road watching kids live. In the summertime, I'm at AAU tournaments watching live, and if we can't, depending on the schedule, I'm online watching them on a computer, looking at different highlights, looking at different, talking to coaches. So, like I said, it's a revolving cycle that never ends.
And that is our halftime interview with Daryl Hudson.
Thank you.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.